Hammer Time.
Well, good morning, Buffalo. It's Dominic Cortez, and Hammer Time Radio starts right here, right now.
When you want the work done right, call Dominic Cortez. Call Cortez, your man for home improvement.
Leaking roof? Need new windows? Looking to remodel your kitchen or bath? You've come to the right place and the right time. Broadcasting on News Radio 930 WBEN since 1989, this is Hammer Time Radio. Now, your host, your man for home improvements, Dominic Cortez.
Good morning, homeowners, and welcome once again to Hammer Time Radio here on WBEN. Happy Halloween. Remember tonight to turn back your clock, and another reminder that comes with that is to make sure that you have working smoke detectors, working carbon monoxide detectors. Carbon monoxide detectors, generally the most effective ones are the plug-in style, and those now have expiration dates. You should be aware of that when you install one, that it's only going to last now for about 5 years. And its fifth year anniversary, it will start beeping, and it'll say that it's failed. Time to replace it. You can remove the battery, and you can throw that in the garbage. You could take it to a recycling drop-off day as well, but they can go right in the trash after you remove the battery. But take this opportunity to heed my advice that we often give, which is to be sure you have a working carbon monoxide detector and, of course, a working smoke detector. A lot of combo units out there. There's a lot of different styles of fire, smoke, and carbon monoxide detection. I actually prefer having a separate carbon monoxide detector, and I actually recommend that you have one in the basement and one in the hall where the bedrooms are. And the reason that's important is so that you hear the detector sound should you have a risk of carbon monoxide. So it's good to have one in the basement near the furnace, but also one up by the bedrooms. Another thing that you want to use this important date to commemorate or to highlight for you is the annual inspections that you should be doing around the house with various things. And one of them that comes to mind as we talk about the risk of carbon monoxide is your chimney and your chimney flue. Now, first of all, a wood-burning fireplace is a primary source, or could be a primary source for some, for heat, but it's also generally more for just atmosphere and additional warmth. Beautiful flames are nice to see, but there's some hidden dangers from those flames that you may not readily notice, and that is the risk of creosote. Creosote is something that you do not want to ignore, because creosote buildup in your chimney could cause a serious chimney fire. It could actually lead to, the loss of your home as a result of that fire. Creosote is a contaminant that is naturally produced during the chemical reaction of combustion when you're having a fire, when you're burning a fire. It is an oily, tarry substance that is highly flammable. A spark from an ember is all it takes to set the chimney alight. Creosote will continue to accumulate with every fire unless it's removed. What prompted me to think about pointing this out today is I'm actually having our chimney cleaned today, this morning, after I leave the air. So as a regular reminder, as I said, along with the battery in your smoke detector, the carbon monoxide detector, let's take a good look at our chimney to make sure that it's clear of creosote. You can use a flashlight, and if you see anything sparkling or shining, that is an indication of buildup of creosote. It's most prevalent in wood-burning flames, but it's also produced in liquid fuel combustion like gas. So homeowners need to monitor creosote accumulation, whether they have a wood-burning or a gas fireplace. Every year, fire departments across the country respond to thousands of chimney fires, resulting in millions of dollars in property damage. Fires that start in the chimney can rapidly spread, engulfing the entire house. And that could cause not only loss of the property, but, of course, the risk of injury. According to fire experts, most chimney fires are a result of excessive creosote in the chimney. The Chimney Safety Institute of America and fire safety experts recommend homeowners inspect and clean their chimney at least once a year. Of course, a lot of that is related to the kind of wood you use and how often you have fires. An accumulation of 1/8 of an inch or more of creosote is considered excessive and should be removed to reduce the risk of fire. There are also several things homeowners can do to minimize creosote buildup, like burn only seasoned firewood. Now, wood that has been seasoned or dried for 6 to 12 months has a much lower moisture content. The fire will burn hotter for a more extended amount of time with less smoke and, yes, less creosote. On the other hand, freshly cut green wood has a very high moisture content. The wood will burn faster at a lower temperature, creating plenty of smoke and plenty of creosote residue. Remember, if there's smoke, there is creosote. So that's a good indicator. Throughout the program today, we'll talk about the risk of fire from your chimney. If you have a question about your chimney, and of course, we talk about chimneys a lot here on air. A lot of people have problems with leaks around their chimney. We shouldn't ignore the inside of our chimney as well. So if you have a wood burning or a gas fireplace, give us a call and let's talk about that or anything around the house this Saturday morning here on WBEN. You know the number, 803-0930. That's 803-0930. Also, it is our VW of OP text board number too, 803-0930. If you'd like to text your question in, which is pretty convenient if you look at it, the fact that you could post your question on our text board and you don't have to wait online. So I'm open to both. Hold online or give me a text, 803-0930. Outside Buffalo, you can call me toll-free at 1-800-616-WBEN. You can always email me to hammertime@cortese.net. And be sure to check out the Cortese website. It is new and updated, and it's fresh and clean, and has a lot of our pictures of work we do, including our room additions, our kitchen and bath renovations with our beautiful Bella Cucina custom kitchen cabinet line made for your kitchen and your vanity and, of course, your outdoor kitchen as well. You can check all that out at cortese.net. Our Better Living product line, which includes our sunrooms, both three-season and four-season, solar shades, retractable awnings, it's all there at cortese.net, along with progress at the world headquarters. You've got to see this week. Well, a lot happened this week. We have almost a complete frame structure up now. It'll be fully erected by next week, probably midweek. And we've already picked out the roof shingles, and those will be going up right away as soon as the structure is up. So you'll see a lot of progress if you come by now, 9074 Main Street in Clarence between Sheridan and Shimerville. Check it out. Let me know what you think, huh? Good morning from Dominic Cortese. And before you pick up the hammer, before you pick up the drill, pick up the phone and give me a call. I'd love to talk to you. Before we talk to you, though, we're going to travel to Kenton, Delaware, and Sheridan and say good morning to our good friend Scott Swan. Scott's the manager of the Kenton branch of Lakeshore Bank. And good morning to you, Scotty.
Morning, Dominic.
How are you today?
Doing wonderful. How are you doing?
Good, good. You know, we look to Lakeshore for our building financing. We look to Lakeshore for directing all of our customers for home equity lines of credit, right now at 2.5 with no cost. We send our customers to Lakeshore for new mortgages, for refinances. And also, we have other products to talk about, including the health savings accounts.
Absolutely, Dominic. As we come up on, you know, that open enrollment time, just wanted to talk about we have a really great HSA product with no balance requirement, no fees, and interest bearing.
There you go. How do you beat that? The HSAs are something that many employers offer as supplements to their health insurance, and it'd be good to know if your employer has one that Lakeshore would be the bank to go for holding that HSA account. What other interesting little products we have, Scott, that are kind of similar, you know, that they bear interest, and Lakeshore is unique in that they have them, including the checking accounts.
Yes, so we offer interest-bearing checking accounts, whether it's for a business account or personal, and a lot of unique benefits, such as roadside assistance, cell phone protection, and local merchant savings for our local businesses as well.
Okay. Scott Swan, the manager of the Kenton branch. The phone number there, Scotty?
It's going to be 898-2010.
And repeat that for us, Scott.
898-2010.
For 129 years, Lakeshore Bank. Putting people first.
David Bellavia here. I'm going to say a word right now that you might not want to hear, but you need to. Heating. That's right. Storm season is right around the corner. And is your home heat ready for it? If it's not, then call Vastola Heating and Cooling for a clean and tuned special. Vastola will do a thorough check of your heating system, including carbon monoxide leaks. What if you're in the market for a new home heating system? Vastola and Lennox have the very best in new natural gas furnaces. Nothing beats the efficiency and comfort of a Lennox whole home system powered by natural gas. Natural gas is your best energy value. For over 70 years, Vastola has delivered expert, state-of-the-art service and installation at a fair price. They take care of everything, even manufacturer and natural fuel rebates on qualifying systems. And Vastola's warranty can't be beat. Now that's complete peace of mind.
Vastola Heating and Cooling.
Call 827-8652.
Get comfortable with us.
Memories. When we lose a loved one, it's the memories that sustain us. At the Stone Art Memorial Company, we preserve those memories, ensuring that our loved ones are never forgotten. That's what we've been doing for more than 160 years. Family-owned and operated, Stone Art is Western New York's largest memorial company and the exclusive provider of the world's finest Rock of Ages granite memorials. American-made and guaranteed forever. Inspired by your memories, our skilled craftsmen would be honored to tell your family's story so that it will be preserved for generations to come. Stone Art's experienced, knowledgeable team will help you through the process, from design to installation, to ensure your memorial is a fitting tribute, one that will stand the test of time. With two convenient locations, you can reach us at 824-9278 or find us on the web at stoneartmemorial.com. The Stone Art Memorial Company, preserving memories.
QueenCityWorkersComp.com reminds you, if you have received an envelope with the state emblem on it, open it. You might have a workers' comp non-compliance issue. If you do, there's no reason to panic or go out and hire an expensive lawyer. In fact, having a lawyer respond could delay a resolution and cost you thousands. Instead, go to QueenCityWorkersComp.com. Karen Catalano and her team have years of experience resolving workers' comp non-compliance issues. Don't wait. Open that envelope and go to QueenCityWorkersComp.com today.
I'm Ed Rath, and I'm running to be your voice in the New York State Senate. One party rule in Albany has our state on the wrong track. Western New York deserves a leader who will fight for our values and not a New York City agenda. As your state senator, I will work tirelessly to lower taxes for families and businesses. And I'll work with state and local leaders to rebuild the upstate economy while keeping our community safe. This election day, I'm asking for you to vote for me, Ed Rath, so I can fight for your family in Albany.
Paid for by Ed Rath for State Senate.
Well, Big Al's been around for a long time, 45 years, and I've known Bill Horbit Sr. that long. And when I ask Bill, what's your secret to business, Bill will shrug his shoulders and he'll say, just do the right thing. And that's very good advice, and it's simple advice, and it's the essence of what we talk about here on Hammer Time Radio with our Hammer Time partnership, which the Horbit family is part of. We're proud to have them in our Hammer Time partnership, and they are the place to go, folks, for windows. And Marvin Windows is the window of choice for us at Cortese Construction. It's what we put in the new Cortese headquarters. And you got to see them. They're beautiful. They'll be arriving soon. In fact, they are in. They're not installed yet, but they've arrived from the factory. We opted for the essential window. It's a good-looking window. Black inside, black outside. You're going to see those at our new Cortese headquarters, along with some unique products, too, that Big Al carries from Marvin, including a bifolding patio door. Wait till you see that. Also, a stacking patio door. Both will be on display. and built right in to our building. We trust Big L, and you should too, for the Marvin Window Line and Therma-True Doors. Their location is 2727 William Street in Chickawaga. 895-8484 is the phone number. BigLWindows.com is the website. The total trust guarantee is what you get from the Horbit family at Big L Windows and Doors. Check them out. Tell them Dominic sent you, and always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hammer Time.
10:23 is the time on WBEN. You've got Dominic Cortese, you've got Hammer Time Radio, and you've got an open phone line with your name on it, 803-0930. Call me right now. We're talking a little bit about fireplaces and creosote, but anything around the house that has an urgency, certainly we can deal with this Saturday morning here on air. 803-0930. Call us now. A texter writes, we have a wood-burning fireplace and a negative pressure situation in our house such that when we have a fire, smoke can be sucked into the house, not back through the chimney. But one place smoke enters is in the hot water heater flue. What's a good solution? Yeah, this is a could be a serious problem. What this indicates to me is the potential that the chimney, the wood-burning side of the chimney, is not tall enough. So therefore, we're not getting enough updraft. This is a common problem. A chimney should be 2 feet higher than a point 10 feet away. So if you can determine that by eyeing up the height of your chimney and maybe doing some math and measuring, that's the indicator. 2 feet higher than a point 10 feet away. If it's not 2 feet higher, then it needs to be raised. That may involve some masonry work. It may be a little involved construction-wise, but certainly would fix this problem and prevent this backdrafting. And having the smoke sucked down into the flue of the hot water tank is a serious hazard that could actually cause an explosion. So be aware of that. Another texter writes, good morning. Love your show. Thank you for that. I do have a wood-burning fireplace. How do I clean out the creosote? Scary stuff. Thanks. Yeah, there really is no handy, easy, do-it-yourself method here for cleaning out a chimney yourself. I do recommend that you look online and you find a chimney sweep that has the chimney certification from the CSIA, the Chimney Safety Institute of America, and he's going to have the equipment that you need to do this, which includes a pretty long brush, really, which is the essence of getting the creosote off the sidewalls of the flue. Usually they are snake-like brushes that have a auger operation to them. And, you know, you remember the chimney sweep brush from Mary Poppins. While the idea is the same, you know, they drive that multi-headed bristled brush up the chimney and turn it and spin it and clean and scrape the creosote off. And then, of course, we need negative pressure to suck out what falls. So a good vacuum cleaning system would be part of that, too. So you should look at the certification and maybe check references. You want to hire somebody that works clean and does employ all of the proper techniques to minimize the spread of dust and debris through the whole house. And I think references are certainly going to speak for themselves. Learn about the utilization of the chimney and venting safety practices that that the CSIA recommends, which talks about letting air into the house as they're cleaning the chimney. So we do get a bit of an updraft, which helps keep the venting of the cleaned out debris going up the chimney as much as they're trying to suck it into the vacuum cleaner too. So just a little natural venting will help as well. So little things that will go a long way, a lot of them speaking largely about cleanliness are the essence. And, you know, hiring an expert for any task around the house is really what I recommend. You know, you wouldn't hire somebody that wasn't really proficient at what they do in any area of specialty, you know, especially when it came to your house or your health or your car. you want someone who knows what they're doing. And this includes having the chimney properly cleaned. So this is an out of sight, out of mind area of your house too, just like we talk every week with Peter Gordon from Indoor Professionals about your ductwork. Yeah, that's out of sight, out of mind too. This definitely falls into that category. So don't ignore it. Take a flashlight, open up your flue, and you have to lay on your back to do this, but it's worth it. And shine that flashlight up in that chimney. If it shines back at you, then you do have creosote. Don't ignore it, because you could save yourself from a serious fire. Thanks for that text. Let's see. We've got more texters writing. As I say, if you find it easier to communicate to us on any of our programs on WBN by texting, we don't mind it, actually. It saves you from holding online, so that's why I think you might appreciate texting better than calling. We welcome either. Of course, we'd like to speak to you, too, so feel free to call 803-0930. Let's see. Let's go back to the text board. Nick in Niagara Falls, do those chimney cleaning logs clean anything, or do you they just prevent or they just do prevent fires? Well, the chimney cleaning logs, I believe, are a fallacy from what I've read. I did a little research on that, and I believe that the chimney cleaning logs are not really everything they're cracked up to be. I think you may get the false sense of security from a cleaning chimney burning cleaning log that is maybe ill placed. So I wouldn't recommend you pursue those. My wife left me for the chimney sweep. He swept her off her feet. Ha, ha, ha. Morning, Tom. Roof drip edge installed poorly. Now water curls back under the shingles, fascia, or drips onto the wood outside the walls of the house and sills, soaking both. My home has now become a sponge, let alone a potential place for leaks. Love your show, but only since 1989. Yeah, okay. Let's deal with this. There's quite a bit to talk about here. Time does not allow us to do it before the news, so let's step aside for Brendan Keeney. He's going to fill us in on the latest from around the corner and around the world, and then when we come back, we'll tear this question apart here on WBN. It's time for the news. Good morning, Brendan.
It's 10:30 from the WBEN Newsroom. I'm Brendan Keeney, and here are your top stories for Saturday, October 31st. Just 2 days left if you'd like to cast your ballot during the early voting period.
People are making their voices heard. They're taking advantage of our early voting across the county, and we've only just begun. We've got a whole weekend left from noon to 6 on Saturday and Sunday. Folks can go to any of our 37 sites across Erie County.
Democratic Board of Elections Commissioner Jeremy Zellner. Yesterday, more than 22,000 Erie County residents cast their ballots, as nearly 138,000 people have voted since the beginning of the early voting period last Saturday, equivalent to about 22% of the county's registered voters. It's Halloween, but officials are concerned, as we are still in a pandemic.
Putting their hand into a bowl of candy that other people have touched is probably not a good idea. So, think twice about that.
Erie County Commissioner of Health Dr. Gail Burstein says individual municipalities have differing rules on what they're going to allow as far as trick-or-treating is concerned, and she suggests finding an alternative activity this year. The bill's looking to accomplish something they haven't been able to do in the Bean McDermott era, beat the New England Patriots, and they'll have that opportunity to beat Bill Belichick and company at Bills Stadium tomorrow afternoon. Josh Allen on the importance of the AFC East matchup.
It's the most important game because it's the next one. That's the mindset we have every time we play. So we're not trying to make it a bigger deal or a smaller deal than what it needs to be. We got to win. Our goal is to win every game we play. We're not going out there to lose. So we're focusing on this week and trying to have a really good week of practice and put in a really good game plan and go out there and try to execute it on Sunday.
Kickoff is scheduled for 1 as the Bills look to improve to 6-2 on the season. Looking at the WBEN First Alert forecast today, mostly sunny, a high of 47. Tonight, mainly clear and a low of 38 degrees. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy and breezy with a couple of showers, a high of 51. but temperatures will fall during the afternoon. Snow showers tomorrow night can accumulate up to a slushy inch in some areas, with locally higher amounts across ski country and the southern tier. On Monday, a leftover morning snow shower, otherwise chilly and windy, with some sun returning and a high of 41 degrees. It's currently 36 degrees and partly cloudy in Buffalo. I'm Brendan Keeney, News Radio 930 WBEN and WBEN.com. Follow us on Twitter at News Radio 930.
Don't just think it, say it. Call or text WBEN now at 716-803-0930.
So we're talking about chimneys and them being out of sight and out of mind, and another conveyance of air through your home that could be out of sight, out of mind, is your ductwork. And it's important that you breathe clean indoor air. And the only way you can be assured of doing that is to have your ductwork thoroughly cleaned. And the only way I know of that you can get that done and done right is with my friends at Indoor Air Professionals. Why do you say that, Dominic? Well, because they have the patented column duct cleaning system. How is that different? The patented column duct cleaning system blasts all of the gunk off the sidewalls of your ductwork, and with negative pressure, they suck it all out. The blasting of the gunk off the sidewalls is like the chimney sweep's brush. He gets all the creosote out with that brush. Same thing with the column head. It gets all the gunk off your sidewalls, and they suck it out so you breathe clean indoor air. Peter Gordon joins us on the live line. Good morning, Mr. Gordon.
Hey, good morning. Good morning. I do have to comment on the brush, though, because the column air knife is like a turbine on a jet engine that's driven by the same compressor that would drive two jackhammers that
there you go.
See out on the 90. However, there is a brush system out there that some, you know, lingering other duct cleaners use called Roto-Brush. We bought one in the 90s. We've tried it. It really only cleans about 30 to 40% of the contamination out of the ductwork. And, of course, we can get 95%. So that's why we always say, you know, people go, oh, you're about $200 more. It's like, no, we're the least expensive because we get more dirt per dollar.
There you go. Simple. Good way of looking at it. We look forward to your call every week, and we also look forward to the discounts that you offer our Hammer Time Radio audience, especially the ones on the high-capacity dehumidifier like I have and the medical-grade air purifier that my wife swears by.
Yes. Okay. So on those, yep, both devices, and don't forget the medical-grade air purifiers. There's both portables that cover 1,000 square feet, which have been instrumental in businesses and schools opening up safely because it's the only one that kills 12 times smaller virus particles than the coronavirus. And then there's the inline one that fits right on your furnace or air handler. So both those are available, and both are $300 off.
Okay. Great.
And then, of course, the same. We try to keep things simple so we don't get brain cramps at Indoor Air because it's very busy. In fact, for duct cleaning, we're scheduling in early December now.
Okay.
You missed the Thanksgiving. But, yeah, so Dave is there at the phones today, and I'm going to be backing him up. So it's either Dave or Peter will be answering the phones. And then at duct cleaning, yeah, we'll still give you, they got to give you something, $35 off. But what's more important is get on the schedule before Christmas.
Okay. So $35 off your duct cleaning if you're a first-time caller. You'll get $300 off the high-capacity dehumidifier and $300 off the medical-grade air purifier. But you need to call right now, the number 683-3000. 683-3000. Got IAP? Get it today.
Professionals for every breath you take.
Hi, I'm Rick Dunner, and the Republican endorsed candidate for the 26th Congressional District. When elected, I'll vote for term limits in Congress, lower Medicare and prescription drug costs, promote school choice, increase funds for people with disabilities, separate New York City from the rest of New York State, no school taxes for the elderly. I am pro-life, pro-gun, pro-constitution. Vote Donovan for Congress. I'm Rick Donovan, and I approve this message.
Paid for by friends of Rick Donovan. Get the benefit of Blue with Medicare Advantage plans from Blue Cross Blue Shield of Western New York. The benefit of affordable plans. Starting at just $0 a month, our PPO and HMO plans let you receive care nearly whenever, wherever, and however you may need it. The benefit of getting more. Every Blue Cross Blue Shield Medicare Advantage plan comes with our exclusive Blue Total Health package covering dental, vision, hearing, and more. The benefit of support. From our Blue Benefit consultants to our exclusive Blue Concierge service team, you will have the support you deserve from trusted local experts. Get the benefit of the health plan that's close to home and can take you wherever you want to go. That's the benefit of Blue. Talk to a Blue Benefit consultant or set up a meeting today. Call 1-844-391-SAVE. That's 1-844-391-7283. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Western New York is a Medicare Advantage plan with a Medicare contract, and enrollment depends on contract renewal. For accommodations of persons with special needs at meetings, call 1-800-248-9296.
I'm Ed Rath, and I'm running to be your voice in the New York State Senate. One party rule in Albany has our state on the wrong track. Western New York deserves a leader who will fight for our values and not a New York City agenda. As your state senator, I will work tirelessly to lower taxes for families and businesses. And I'll work with state and local leaders to rebuild the upstate economy while keeping our community safe. This election day, I'm asking for you to vote for me, Ed Rath, so I can fight for your family in Albany.
Paid for by Ed Rath for State Senate.
So, you're cleaning up after dinner. The kids are loading the dishwasher. Your husband's scrubbing the skillet and says, "Honey, is it cold in here? Check the thermostat." But that's not it. Your heat is out and you don't know why. Give Emerald a call. Our flock is always hovering, waiting to help your flock.
Comfort is always on call.
Hey, if you want to talk about increasing the value of your home, more than likely a bath renovation is in your future. It's Dominic Cortese here. People love the look of a newly remodeled and modern bathroom, and the surefire sign of quality is a beautiful glass enclosure around your shower or bathtub from my friends at Twin City Glass. For over 50 years, the Weinholz family at Twin City has been in the business of creating elegant, high-quality glass for your bathroom. You might not think there are many options when it comes to glass, but trust me, there are, and only Twin City has a life-size showroom for you to explore and discover the ideal glass for you. Now, make sure you look at Basco, shower doors of elegance, and a wide array of hardware in loads of different styles and colors. Add value to your bathroom. Make a lasting impression. Call Twin City Glass, 694-3300. That's 694-3300. Stop in. They're located in Wolitzer Park and tell them Dominic sent you. And if you are a restaurant or a retailer and you're looking for COVID shields, they make them at Twin City. They have standard sizes, 36 by 24 with or without a pass-through. They can make any size that you might need, and they are specially priced. The 36 by 24 with feet is $120, an additional $40 for the pass-through. Give Mark Weinholz a call if you'd like to order a COVID shield, 694-3300. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner. Busy show today, 803-0930 if you'd like to participate, or the same number if you'd like to text. I need to tell everybody, be sure to tune in next Saturday for Hammer Time Radio as we do a very special show to talk about careers in the trades and how our schools lead students sometimes down the wrong paths and not identifying their motor skills at an early enough age and dissuade careers in the trades, dissuade carpentry especially. We're going to have on David Greco. He's the carpentry teacher at the Potter Road BOCES. We have adopted Potter Road BOCES as our home for Hammer Time TV. We open all of our shows from the Potter Road Vocational School in the Carpentry Bay area. David will be our guest along with Dennis Mayer. Dennis is actually an architectural professor at UB, and he has started the Society for the Advancement of Construction-Related Arts. And it is started out as a second chance for people who wanted to be retrained in new careers in the field of carpentry, especially if they were on social services. And now they've expanded beyond that, and they're actually now trying to train young people at the high school age, which is very good. This is a great recruiting mechanism for us. We're also going to have on Tyler Samer, who everybody knows. Tyler was my producer here on WBEN along with Jerry Craig. Tyler went on to come to work for us at Cortese Construction, has done quite well. Tyler's story talks about his double degree and $100,000 college debt as a result of those degrees, and the fact that he never really could find gainful employment in his area of specialty and ended up entering the area of construction. We hired him after we met him here, and he's gone on to great things at our company. He started out in the field as an apprentice, rose to the ranks of foreman, and now has left the field and is one of our lead sales personnel. So Tyler's going to tell his story and how he was misled as a young person in the path of going to college and then accruing all the debt as a result of that. So an important show next Saturday here on WBEN. Be sure to tune in and participate as well. We always seem to get a lot of teachers interested in that topic. I think a lot of teachers share the angst that we have about the whole recruiting side of the equation when it comes to hiring people. Finding out that we really have to start people from the ground up in order to develop any skills. So that's next Saturday here on WBEN. In the meantime, we're talking about your chimney. We're talking about creosote buildup. But before we get back to that, Tim in Ellicottville will be right with you. Let's deal with this texter who writes about their drip edge. Again, the question is, drip edge installed poorly. Now water curls back under the shingles, fascia, or drips onto the wood outside walls of the house and sill, soaking both. That is certainly a little thing that went wrong that's causing a big problem. And simply the little thing is the way the drip edge was installed, it actually should cast the water into the gutter and not behind. The remedy would be to replace that drip edge. There are larger size drip edges that may be the simple solution for you. Simply having that installed again, to cast the water into the gutter is the essence of it. Another thing that we do when we re-roof is we peel the ice shield down the fascia, and then the drip edge goes over that. The ice shield peeled down the fascia means that the water can infiltrate around that, and even if it leaks behind the gutter, it can't get into the wood structure. So another trick, the ice shield down the fascia behind the gutter. The drip edge then on top of that. So that should hopefully help the solution. New drip edge is the answer. To Ellicottville we go. Tim, good morning. You're next on WBEN.
Hello.
Hey, Tim.
Yeah, there was an older gentleman years ago that used to put, I believe it was rock salt in his fires, and it kept his flue chalk white. And I know there's some products you can buy also that you put in your fire and it's supposed to clean the flue. Are those effective?
Well, I just did a little research while we were waiting during the commercial breaks about the creosote sweeping log. And it turns out the Chimney Institute, the Chimney Sweep Institute of America does endorse them. But they do say that it could be misleading to you if you think that it is the definitive solution to cleaning creosote. That is indeed not the case. Creosote sweeping logs are effective to improve the nature of the creosote deposits. However, they are not a be-all, end-all. You still need to have your chimney cleaned annually and inspected annually. So if you use a creosote sweeping log, yes, you could minimize the buildup of creosote, but you're not going to eliminate creosote, and you're not going to eliminate the need of having your chimney clean. So I think that's probably the best advice.
Okay. The other question I had was about the visibility up the flue from inside the fireplace.
Right.
I have a it's a new fireplace that was installed. Isn't there baffles between there?
Yeah. So there's a damper. It's not so much a baffle as it is a damper. The damper is what you open when you want to ignite a fire, right? This is what starts the draw by opening the damper. Warming the flue, you know, usually is a smart idea too to get that updraft started. That is what you need to open, is the damper. And usually if you open it all the way, you will. It's an awkward proposition for sure. And sometimes a mirror might be useful, a large mirror that you could actually shine the light towards the mirror so you're not, you know, craning your neck and wrecking your back to lay backwards onto your hearth. If you shine the mirror, the light to the mirror, and then look in the mirror's reflection up the chimney flue, that would be a way to see up into the chimney with the damper fully opened.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks for that good question, Tim. Appreciate it. Tim hangs up, and that opens up a line for you here on WBEN. Again, the number is 8030930. Anything around the house as we wind our way up to the top of the hour is open, and participate by calling right now, 8030930. Good morning from Dominic Cortese. This is Hammer Time Radio on WBEN. Each and every Saturday morning, we look forward to promoting all of our Hammer Time partners, and one of them, of course, is Ava Roofing. It's Dominic Cortese here, and call me crazy, but I like it when things are done right. The bigger the job, the more important it is to choose a company who does excellent work. So whenever someone asks me who to call when they notice leaks in their roofs or when they see shingles laying on the ground, I say, call the people that fix roofs right. Call Ava Roofing. Now, when you call Ava, you get superior service and great value because Ava's focus is on doing great work. That includes having an expert foreman on every job to ensure the job is done and done right. Call Ava Roofing today and get an on-the-spot written estimate and project drawing. There's no reason to get stressed out about the condition of your roof. Trust Ava's clean, prompt service. For roof replacement or repair, call 990-4793. Schedule a free estimate today. That's 990-4793. AvaRoofing.com. Ava Roofing, because every dollar saved counts. And remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Keeping New Yorkers safe by ensuring that all polling stations are following safety procedures. Masks are required at each polling site, where workers will implement social distancing and will sanitize surfaces frequently. So New York, mask up and get to the polls on November 3rd. And why wait? You can vote early starting October 24th through November 1st. The vote is yours, and New York is keeping it safe. Find your polling site at voterlookup.elections.ny.gov. A message from New York State Board of Elections.
75 years of savings. 75 years of putting you first. It's DeLacy Ford's 75th anniversary sale with the biggest savings in our history. Like pre-owned vehicles from $7,500. Plus the DeLacy Advantage. 2 years no charge maintenance. Thanks for letting us be the dealership you've trusted for 75 years. DeLacy Ford. First for Ford. DeLaceyFord.com. Stock number 20F014A. Plus tax, tag, title, and fees on approved credit. Ends 11-2.
My guest, my old friend, Buffalo and Erie counties, come back. Tell me, come back. How have you been?
Getting by, you know, a little lonely.
Yeah, I hear ya. Let's rewind a few months. Things were looking good, weren't they?
I'll say. There we were, right in the middle of an economic and cultural renaissance, decades in the making, and then boom.
I often think of our wonderful friends and neighbors who run local shops, restaurants, and businesses. Do you think they miss us?
I know they do. Same goes for the people working at all of our amazing cultural organizations.
Come back. Let me ask you, why is it important to support local businesses?
Well, money spent locally is money earned locally. And that's good for all of us, you know?
Excellent point. It's a great time to shop smart, shop safe, and shop Erie County. Let's get back to business, people, because our comeback isn't over.
Yeah, I'm just waiting for everyone to come back.
Hi, I'm Garrett Smith, president of WNY Snow Removal.
We know this year has been especially difficult for many Western New York families. That's why we've teamed up with T-Mobile to give five families in our area free snow plowing service this winter season. To enter for your chance to win or to nominate someone you know in need, please visit WNYSnowRemoval.com. There's no purchase necessary. Winners will be chosen November 13th, 2020.
Run your business better with integrated apps from Buffalo-based Odoo Software. Go to Odoo.com for a free 14-day trial. O-D-O-O.com. Now that's how you Odoo it.
Everything for your garage in three easy steps. It's Dominic Cortese here for my friends at Gorilla Garage Gear. Go, go, Gorilla. Step one, how about a new garage door? Yeah, increase your home's curb appeal and save energy for the wintertime with a new garage door. How about step two, a new garage floor? Yeah, the epoxy coating, like I have, gives you the showroom quality look and ease of care. And step three, how about organizing your garage? That's right, garage storage equipment, all available at Gorilla Garage Gear. And best of all, right now, step one will save you $100. That's right, a new garage door saves you $100. Step two, how about a new garage door and a new Gorilla floor? Well, that'll save you $300. And get ready for this, folks. If you do all three, you'll save $500. New door, new floor, and storage, a $500 savings. It pays to listen to Hammer Time Radio. Here's the number, 715-6927. That's 715-6927, GorillaGarageGear.com. Go, go, Gorilla. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Stop. Hammer Time.
10:54 is the time here on WBEN. Still time for you to participate in the program by either giving me a call or texting me at 803-0930. A texter writes, what if you took a cell phone on a selfie stick, ingenious, and put it up the flue to see what's going on and take a video? I love that idea. Great idea. That's actually a clever way of getting a closer look at the condition of the flue. Some of the chimney sweeps have cameras that they can, you know, lead up the chimney on a string and check the condition on the full length of the chimney. So this wouldn't allow you to see all the way up, but you'll get a good idea. And if you see any creosote, again, that's the hazard. Now, these chimney sweeping logs, Some people say they are dangerous. Now, one of the websites I went to was a chimney sweeps website. So take this for a grain of salt. And they say when it comes to chimney maintenance, homeowners are on the lookout for fast and easy fixes. Well, that part's true. One popular product on the market that promises to clean your chimney is the chimney sweeping log. They run about $20, and they seem like a fast, cheap, and easy alternative to have your chimney swept. However, they say, chimney sweeping logs should never be used as an alternative to a professional chimney cleaning, which, of course, I would agree with. Chimney sweeping logs advertise themselves as an alternative to professional chimney sweeping. As they burn, the smoke from the logs loosens creosote in the flue, and as it loosens the creosote, then falls down into the firebox where it can be easily removed. Now, while this may work in theory, it often fails when it's put into practice because most chimneys do not have straight vertical flues. The loosened creosote often winds up trapped in the bends of the flue. Accumulated creosote can cause a number of problems. First, creosote is extremely flammable. Having accumulated creosote in the bends of the flue increases the risk of chimney fire if any stray sparks or embers were to travel up the flue. Second, large amounts of fallen creosote sitting in the bends of the flue can cause chimney blockages. These types of blockages can impact venting and cause gas and smoke to flow back into your home instead of up the chimney. Certainly, they're advocating for chimney sweeping, which I also recommend. And they're saying very clearly that chimney cleaning logs, the chimney sweep logs, are not going to replace the need for a chimney sweep. So that certainly does make sense. And again, an annual inspection, and it's the answer really that we're talking about here, an annual inspection of your chimney. By the way, the requirements for looking into your chimney are also the same for a gas fireplace. That's right. A gas fireplace is something that needs to be paid attention to as well. The idea here is we could have an obstruction that could cause a blockage, could be a bird's nest, something like that. Now we're talking about carbon monoxide risk. So this is a little bit more of an immediate hazard if the chimney's blocked, if it's a gas fireplace. So be aware of that. If you have a gas fireplace, this is not an out-of-sight, out-of-mind proposition either. You still need to do an annual inspection if you have a upward-rising chimney from your gas fireplace. Now, if it's a direct vent, then obviously less of a risk here of any concern for blockage. But that's the big cause for concern with a gas fireplace is the blockage of the chimney. Let's travel to my hometown, Clarence, New York, and say hi to John. Good morning, John. You're on WBEN.
Good morning, John. I mean, I never heard you ask this question unless I missed it, but we get a lot of mail with piles up in a box. We wanted to know if we could burn the mail safely. Does that have anything to do with the creosote?
I think it would probably fall into the same category of burning green wood, in that if it produces a lot of smoke, then it's going to produce a lot of creosote.
Oh, okay.
So I think the answer is definitively no. Burning any paper could create the hazards that exist with creosotes, just like a burning green wood would.
Oh, okay. That's what I wanted to know. Thank you very much.
Okay, John. Good question, by the way. Yeah, I think we think about that as a way of disposing of excessive amounts of paper. But yes, you could be leading to a problem with creosote buildup just by burning paper. Again, remembering to tell you that next Saturday, a very special show as we talk about careers in carpentry and how it's downplayed in the schools. And we're having special guests on to talk about that. Again, from Potter Road, BOCES, we have David Greco, a carpentry instructor there. By the way, Potter Road builds a house with the students every year, two halves, that's then usually, I believe, donated or sold to Habitat. A great way of teaching the students about carpentry is to build a house right from the ground up, and they build a two halves house, and they put it together on a site after Habitat purchases it. Also coming next Saturday is Dennis Mayer from UB School of Architecture. Dennis starting the SACRA program, the Society for the Advancement of Construction-Related Arts. And one of our employees, Tyler Samer, will be here talking about his story in his path in the trade. So be sure to tune in next Saturday. In the meantime, have a great week. And remember, life may be hard by the yard, but by the inch, it's a cinch.
WBEN Buffalo, WKSE HD3 Niagara Falls, a radio.com station. Live from the Aesthetic Associates Center studios, this is News Radio 930 WBEN.